Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sean Whaley, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, always pleased to welcome back to the program Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal based in Carson City. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
So the governor is going to Australia.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out what we were going to get from Australia or what we were going to sell to Australia. Because the governor, I mean, you've got to give him credit. He's done an exceptional job with economic development.
He really has. And we don't have all the details yet of what that trip is going to be about. I think it's just another trade mission to another part of the world where they feel there's an opportunity for economic development. He went to Poland, and we had Polish government open some offices in Nevada. So I think maybe he feels the same way. Obviously, Australia has got a lot of arid regions, and there's water issues and drought issues there like there are in Nevada. So possibly drone-related technology as well, given their vast, wide-open spaces. But we don't have all the details yet. Apparently, he's just decided that's an opportunity he wants to pursue, and we'll be talking more about it as the trip gets closer.
And a wonderful place to go. If he's never been, I assure the governor he will have a great time. The Australian people are wonderful. It was interesting to see recently Dana Titus putting out the press releases about the extension of the drone program in the state of Nevada through 2020. It really seems like we are just getting to the beginning, even though it's been going for a couple of years. But to give us another 3 years is pretty awesome.
I agree. And it did get off to a slow start, maybe slower than folks in Nevada expected. The regulatory process that the was developed by the federal agencies involved, FAA, was somewhat complex. And it took a while, but it's really taken off, pardon the pun, recently with different kinds of projects that have been announced. The Flirty company that's been doing groundbreaking stuff by doing deliveries, urban deliveries and at sea deliveries. And we have our own drone people in Nevada who are doing a lot of great work, Drone America. The NASA relationship up at the Estead Airport with UNR. And there's just stuff happening now all the time. And a lot of it's kind of privileged business information, so we don't hear a lot about it. But I think it's going to just be quite quite a huge thing for Nevada.
I agree. The only concern I have is the number of incidents that are occurring with people who are flying drones too close to firefighting projects that shut those down, or to airports, which is illegal, of course. But there has to be some way to be able to police this.
There does. And that's more, I think, amateur-type people who are, right. are buying these and flying these, as opposed to these commercial groups who are using the technology and trying to develop the technology in Nevada. And it's a problem in Nevada. It's a problem everywhere. And clearly, bad publicity, an incident of some type would not be good for the industry, wouldn't be good for Nevada. And I know there's a lot of concern about it. I'm not sure how – I think the owners have to register now, and I'm just not sure what the answer is as to how do we make sure that these are being flown safely and not endangering our public safety people who are trying to do their job.
To say the least. Let's talk politics here. Is this the wildest election cycle you can recall in Nevada?
It really is. Although 2014 was a historical moment because of the Republican sweep, the tide there that swept so many Republicans into office in Nevada. So that was somewhat unique. I don't think that's going to happen again this time, but with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton going at it and us having the final presidential debate in Nevada at UNLV later this year, it has made Nevada a battleground state again, and they're going to fight it out here, and it's going to filter down to all the other races, the state legislature. Will it stay Republican? Will it turn Democratic? It's going to be...
What's the thought out there on the makeup of the legislature?
Well, most the folks I've spoken to, the people who sort of follow this kind of thing, some political science folks and so on, like Eric Herzig think, and David DeMore at UNLV think that the assembly is most definitely going to go back Democratic. The numbers are just not there for the Republicans to hang on to the assembly. So that is likely to go Democratic, but that's no sure thing. In politics, we don't know until the only vote that counts is the vote on election day. So all the pundits can say what they want. And on the Senate side, it's just a one-seat advantage that the Republicans have, and that seat in southern Nevada that's sort of being contested between Victoria Seaman and the Democratic I think her name is Cannizzaro, is a real toss-up there. Whether that flips one way or the other will probably tell you what will happen with the legislature, with the parties.
Now, we haven't had a chance to talk since the primaries, but what were your thoughts on who got bumped out and who got to stay?
I think it was kind of what I expected, that there would some incumbents would lose, and a few did, and that was probably not a big surprise. But most of the folks who campaigned on as incumbents on the Republican side, who voted for the governor's commerce tax and his budget, worked hard, and they campaigned hard, and they won, most of them. We lost about three incumbents, P.K. O'Neill in Carson City, and let's see, I'm trying to think of the others. Irv Nelson didn't win the Senate primary against Victoria Seaman, and then we lost another gentleman on the Assembly side that's name escapes me. But all the other candidates, and they had pretty good candidates running against them on the Republican side in that primary, but they withstood that, and they'll tell you, Paul Anderson, the majority leader, Republican majority, will tell you that that wasn't an issue for the voters. They're interested in education and economic development, and that commerce tax issue just was not playing with the voters.
But in the race for CD3, were you surprised that Michael Robeson lost to Danny Tarkanian?
I can't say I was surprised by that. Obviously, Michael Robeson was probably the favorite going in with the endorsements that he had from the governor and so on, and clearly he helped carry the governor's tax and budget plan through too. But Danny Tarkanian has campaigned a number of times. I know he hasn't been successful in terms of winning election, but he campaigns hard. He's a good candidate. I mean, he's a family man, and he's got name recognition. And maybe you never know if his politics is local, if there were just people in that district who were more upset with the tax situation than in other parts of southern Nevada, northern Nevada. I don't know what the answer was to that, but I can't say I was surprised, but certainly Senator Roberson probably thought he should have won that. But.
His opponent, who is Jackie Rosen in the election itself now, in the general, she comes out of nowhere, you know, working for a synagogue, but apparently has a substantial amount of personal wealth. We didn't see Susie Lee win her race because of personal wealth. But what do you think about that race?
Well, In that particular case, I think it's going to be a question of voter turnout. It's going to be a question whether the Senator Reid, who had endorsed Ms. Rosen, I believe, can turn out his Democrats on election day.
That was the only person they could get to run.
Yeah, I know. He's had a hard time recruiting candidates. I remember with 2014, we didn't have much in the way of a Democratic challenger. No offense to Mr. Goodman there, but he's had a hard time recruiting people to run. But I think in this cycle, if the Democrat voter advantage, which is in place now with the registration figures, if those folks turn out, I think there's a good chance that even somebody who isn't necessarily got a name recognition situation could do okay in that district. So voter turnout, I don't know what the Trump factor is in Nevada, if a lot of people will support him because of his views and his thoughts on immigration and so on. So I'm not sure, but it'll be all about who turns out in November.
As always, let's take a break. More with Sean Whaley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal based in Carson City. So you brought up Trump in the last segment, so let's go down that road. I got the sense that you're a little skeptical that the Trump supporters will turn out in Nevada.
Well, and not just Nevada, but nationally, I just don't know. He seems to be making missteps in terms of the comments he makes publicly. He seems to have a position one day and a different position the next day. I just don't know the depth of the voter dissatisfaction with the establishment. Hillary Clinton certainly has her own problems as well. They're not going away, apparently, as far as the server issue and so on. So it's not that I'm picking on Donald. But I just don't know the depth of dissatisfaction among the electorate with the establishment. He's a chance to shake up the establishment because he's not in that culture like Hillary Clinton is. So it'll be interesting to get some polls. I mean, I know there's been polls nationally that show Clinton doing well, but I don't know in Nevada. I haven't seen anything yet, so I don't know what the down ticket type of situation might occur.
You know, it's going to be interesting because there are people like Phil Ruffin, the owner of Treasure Island, and Steve Wynn, who are big supporters of Donald Trump. And especially with Phil Ruffin's case, he is such a down-to-earth businessman and he is such a close friend of Donald Trump that there is a different Donald Trump that we have not seen yet. I really believe that.
Yes, I think that's probably true. I think he's been probably play into the crowd as far as his comments and so on. And he's obviously a successful businessman, although there have been efforts to undermine that to some extent as to how successful he really is. But he's been in real estate. He's done well. He's a businessman. He knows how to run businesses. So I could see where he would be an attractive candidate for some people to support, just because he has that experience, whereas Hillary Clinton clearly comes from more of a government perspective. So I could understand that completely, but you're right. We haven't really seen a lot of that. Maybe that'll emerge when the convention gets going, and he'll have a chance maybe to make some statements that can sort of chart a path for him.
It was interesting that he asked Ted Cruz to speak at the convention, but Cruz has not endorsed him at this point.
That is interesting, and I don't know what kind of, clearly the Republicans are having difficulty, the Republican establishment are having difficulty endorsing him, so he's got a lot of fences to mend there. I don't know if all Republican voters are going to feel that they can support him. I know he has difficulty in terms of polls with some groups, women and African-American people, so I just don't know if he can pull enough of his Republican base to make that work for him. But it's a few months away. There's plenty that can happen between now and November.
Oh, for sure. But the ground game is so important in any state. And in Nevada, it just doesn't appear. I mean, the Republicans have had a hard time with the ground game, period. They've, in the last couple of cycles, they've had an independent group essentially run by Mike Slanker, who have been running the Republican ground game because the GOP in Nevada, on a statewide basis, is so disorganized and disunited. How big of a deal is that going to be in Nevada?
I think that's going to be a big deal, because if Trump can't pull the organization together to get the vote out, and if people aren't feeling motivated, Republicans, in November to go out to the polls, they don't see Trump as somebody that they want to go out and vote for, then everybody in Nevada on the R side is going to face some real problems. And they are. The party's dysfunctional. The governor and the party don't get along. The governor's very popular. I don't think the governor is, like, fully on board with Mr. Trump. I
know. Not at all.
So, I mean, it's sort of a lukewarm kind of environment right now that isn't sort of going to get the enthusiasm out for voters to turn out in November. But there are other issues. The gun background check, the recreational marijuana could pull in a lot of voters that might not show up otherwise.
Okay, so how much of an effect, let's start with marijuana, do you think that's going to have on the voting public? Is that an issue that's going to draw people out, do you believe?
I think it is. I think it's going to draw out people on both sides of the issue, and we're going to hear a lot more between now and then as to the opponent side. I mean, mostly we've heard, yes, let's do it. Other states have done it. It's time to move forward on this. It's a progressive thing to do. And I think a lot of Democratic voters will come out and probably support that. But there's going to be arguments that it's not all it's cracked up to be. The problems are coming about as a result of the legalization in other states like Colorado. So I think it could be a big draw, and I think the gun background check for Republican voters, especially who are Second Amendment folks, are definitely going to bring them out.
And in both of those issues, big money on both sides.
Yes, very much so.
All right, Sean Whaley, we'll take a break. We'll come back more with Sean right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
I'm going all out. here I go. Spectrum Internet, I'm going all out. $29.99, there is no doubt. Call 1-855-955-2999.
It's getting dark, but my phone is lighting up.
With unlimited calling, just to say so.
No contracts for me to sign. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99. Call 1-855-955-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, continuing our conversation with Sean Whaley of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So CD4, if you'd have asked me a couple of years ago whether I thought that Crescent Hardy could hang on to that seat, I might have had a little doubt. But I'm not so sure now. I mean, it's an interesting fight. He's got strong support on the political side. He's getting financial support. Reuben Kiwan is Senator Reid's, you know, anointed candidate. But I don't know how strong he is.
I think he'll be a strong candidate, but Crescent Hardy has done a good job, and you can't ever underestimate the power of incumbency. And you saw that with the primary races in the legislature, again, where Republican incumbents, even though they were attacked, came out on top because Brent Jones was a Republican Assembly incumbent who opposed the tax, and Paul Anderson tried to bring him down with a good candidate running against him, and he failed. Incumbency means a lot. So Mr. Hardy's got that going for him. And the district's a little bit schizophrenic. I mean, you've got rural Nevada and you've got more urban northern Clark County type Nevada voters involved in that race. So who's going to turn out? The rural folks, generally Republicans turn out in force in those kinds of places. So he's got another advantage there. Again, I just don't know what the motivation is going to be for voters. If they really want to turn out and vote for Hillary and vote the Democratic ticket, then I think Reuben's got a good chance. But I would not discount Mr. Hardy entirely just because incumbency and support amongst his base.
And also constituent service. The thing that he talked to me about last year when I interviewed him in D.C. Was that he was basing a lot of his constituent services on helping the Hispanic community with their issues. And that seems to me to be a very smart way to go. He said, you know, as a first-term congressman, there isn't a whole lot you can do.
Right. I agree, and I've seen a lot of his communications from his office that he's here, he's there, he's doing this, he's working on that. So he's definitely been active. He's not like an absentee member of Congress who doesn't show up in his district. He is working hard to represent all of his constituents, and that'll pay off too, and you definitely see that. So, again, I mean, if you're a hardcore Democrat, you're probably going to be hard-pressed to vote for Mr. Hardy, but again, if he's helped you out in some way, it's possible you could draw some votes. Independent, the independent voter faction is going to be a huge issue in all these races.
Do you think that is a much bigger faction this time around than it's been in the past?
I do. I think the registration for nonpartisan voters continues to increase because people are dissatisfied with both parties. Maybe they're still juggling in their mind if they're going to vote for Hillary or vote for Donald Trump. And so that group seems to be growing. So there are huge numbers of voters in that category that could tip any of these elections either way, just depending on the mood of the electorate going into the election day.
Senator Reid's last hurrah, but he is not going down slow, that's for sure. I mean, he is right in the middle of everything.
He is. He is definitely being his usual outspoken self. I noticed the president is kind of following the same pattern, too. He seems to be a little more easygoing. He seems to be having more of a good time in office here in his last few months. And Senator Reid, I think, is the same way. He's not stepping down from helping his candidates win and helping Democrats win. It'll be interesting to see in retirement what he does, if he continues to play a role or if he steps back. I don't know, but he's definitely a factor.
I can't imagine for one second that, now he's not going to be a lobbyist, obviously, but I can't imagine for one second that Senator Reid is going to retire. That just makes no sense to me because somebody who goes at 300 miles an hour, which he does, even though he is a quiet man, it's not because he's not doing things.
Right.
What do you think he's going to end up doing?
I don't know. Maybe he'll write a book.
We could another one? I got two already.
Well, you know, we need the last phase, right? The last phase of his career. But clearly he'll be a a go-to person for Democrats, whether he's actively doing the campaigning and the election stuff or not. You know, he'll be the kind of person, a Democrat who wants to run for office will go to him and sort of want to get a blessing. He'll be the kind of person who will have a lot of influence no matter what his position would be in the political world. And I don't think he'll retire either. He's just way too energetic of a person to want to sit back and watch.
To say the least. Sean Whaley, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. It's going to be a busy season for all of us.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. Thanks for watching and listening to the show. Thanks, Brian.